Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Spiritual Journey podcast. We're on episode 133, and I always love starting the podcast by saying thank you. I feel so very blessed with this podcast, and I had no idea when I started it how far it was going to go and how many people it was going to impact, and I feel so very blessed. So I always love starting by saying thank you for listening, thank you for supporting, thank you for sharing. I feel so very blessed. And today's episode is going to be a little different. Normally, I either have Stacey as a co-host or I have guests on this podcast. Once a month, I'll do a podcast just with me, but that's the monthly Akashic message. But I felt inspired to do a solo episode this time around. And I just felt, with the current energy and with everything else that's going around, I really just wanted to speak from my heart and see whatever comes through. When I started this podcast, my intention was to simplify spirituality, was to guide people on their spiritual journey. And with everything else that's been happening recently with all the kind of upgrades everybody's going through with the eclipse season, Mercury retrograde, you know, so much happening. So today's episode is all about reset and renew. And kind of to introduce the episode, I'll just say that the last period, whether you're talking months, whether you're talking years, has been, if we're honest, really intense. I feel like there's been different phases to it. Like 2023 and the beginning of 2024 was all about closing karmic cycles and so many things coming to an end. And that energy has continued. But to me, it's more like coming to the end of that phase, and any cycles that needed to be closed are very close to being closed, if not closed already. And really, we've been pushed to put ourselves at the center. And that's why I thought this episode, talking about reset and renew, was a really good time to talk about it, because we could continue to hold on to the energy of the last few months, the last few years, and kind of be tired and jaded, because it has been a lot. And if I was to be honest with it's been a lot for me too, right? It's been a lot for everybody. And there's been times where it's been intense. It's been immersive, right? It's been at times really difficult. And I just wanted to acknowledge that, and but also encourage you to focus on what's moving forward. Focus on this moment. You hear me talk a lot about this podcast about focusing on the moment. But I do feel a lot of us are getting lost in and feeling tired after everything that's happened recently. It's just like you get to a point where you consider, when's this going to end? You know, when is this period gonna start to energetically start to change? You know, you probably hear lots on social media that this is the most important day of the year, you know, whether it's the day of the first eclipse or the solar eclipse, or, you know, they're saying, you know, the 20th of April, which is, you know, actually when I'm recording it, it's this weekend, but by the time I post, it'll be, you know, a couple of days afterwards. Mercury retrograde finished on the 25th. There's always something happening with the planets right now, especially. But it is a collective push for us to upgrade, a collective push for us to really, really start to focus on ourselves. So many people are challenging who they are, challenging their relationships, challenging their careers. And everything is exactly how it's meant to be. Because I really feel that if we're not leading an authentic life, if we're not working ourselves, then the universe, our guides, whatever it looks like, are pushing us to really do the work that we need to. And ultimately, you know, change is the only constant. So we have a choice to stay stuck, stay in victim mode, or really kind of start to pick one thing at a time to do to lift our souls and to reset. And so my message really overall with this podcast today is choose today to reset. Choose today and say no more. I'm done with my old self. I'm done with the pain I've been through. I'm done with, just the constant grind. And, your old version of you has got you to where you are today. So of course, be proud, right? Of course, celebrate that old self and everything you've achieved as the old self. And I'm not saying as you embrace this new version of you, you're not going to experience pain, whatever that looks like. But I'm encouraging you to let go of the pain of the last few months and truly integrate. Maybe sit down with yourself and just, why don't you just journal everything that's happened over the last few months, last few years? Maybe put a timeline on it, but actually focus on how much you've grown, how much the pain and the upgrades of everything you've been through over the last few months, the last few years, how has that made you into the person you are today? What gifts have been activated? What experiences have helped you grow? And then decide to reset. And it's almost like sending a message to the universe that, you know what? I'm ready for a reset. The eclipses are finished. The vibration is changing. Yes, we've still got a few days before the Mercury retrograde, but it's a choice. And like I said, it doesn't mean you're not going to experience up and downs because, look, we're a soul having a human experience. So the human experience is important. But, I love the phrase which says, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. And what that means is that, if you're meant to experience painful things as part of your soul journey, then the quicker you integrate the lesson that goes with it, the quicker you can move on to whatever's coming next. And look, there's a divine timing to everything that happens in our life, right? So, but we need to make sure that we're doing the self-care and meeting the universe halfway. So it's a long intro to this episode, but I felt, and when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me. I'm choosing this time to reset. I'm choosing this time to, really look at my self-care routine and make sure that I'm working on me. I left the corporate world a couple of months ago, and I'm working on lots of new things. And when you're creating as much as you do, there is impatience, there is doubt, there is lots of things. So I am choosing the energy that I'm feeling right now to choose to reset. And when I was thinking about this episode, I'm like, well, hold on, it's a great idea to ask everybody to reset. And the renewal part is resetting and letting go of the old version of you and embracing this new version of you. And what do I mean by renewal is really do things that you've not done before. Do things that excite you, but put you at the center of your world. And I know that's a difficult for a lot of people because, we have people that we're responsible for, but ultimately, starting and doing things for you sends an important message out to your guys, to you, that you're important. And it also sends a message to your loved ones that you're looking after you and is setting a great example. And the weird thing is, it actually lifts your soul and gives you more energy so you can help the people around you much more. So, the reset and the renewal part both are important. Reset is letting go of the old version of you, and renewal is really embracing the new version of you. And some people probably think I'm crazy, but just the first example of what I'd recommend if you're up for it is to go and visit a graveyard. And a lot of people might think that's weird, but a graveyard is a great place to really just allow the old version of you just to be buried and allow the new version of you to be born. And if that doesn't resonate with you, then do it in nature. Water's ideal. If you're near a beach or you can step in water, then just again, imagine everything that's holding you back, the old version of you just being taken by Mother Nature, because Mother Nature can take it. And just imagine and visualize you being refilled with so much beautiful light as the new version of you is born. Ultimately, as we embark on this journey of renewal and reconnection with the essence of who we are, it's super powerful because you're letting go of old patterns and you're allowing a new version of you to be born. So I hope this intro and the messaging resonates. I'd love to hear messages in terms of what are you going through. And I just actually, as it's April, I still have a promo where I'm offering a 30-minute free consultation. We can talk about where you are on your journey. Sure, we can talk about how what sort of things I do and how I can support. But I'd love to connect, right? I'd love to hear about how are you resetting and renewing. I'll include a link in the show notes, but just reach out. And the other thing that I'm just starting for this episode is I was thinking about what do people need to navigate this period? And it really this period is you're being reborn. So how do you discover the new version of you? How do you truly kind of connect with him or her? How do you release the programming so that you can be reborn? And the mentorship program that I offer, it's a 12-week program that goes deep. And we work on your four bodies and we work on whatever you need to release, whatever you need to be healed, whatever karmic blocks you're holding on to. But I thought what a good thing to include in the mentorship was to include Akashic training. So the program already includes an Akashic reading, but I thought, why do I include Akashic training? And what Akashic records are a record of everything your soul's been through. Current life, past life, prior life, future life, everything about you stored in the records. And when you receive a reading, you're giving me permission to connect with your guides and channel a message. But with Akashic training, I guide you to be able to open your own records and be able to open records for other people. And really what it's about is also building a closer connection with your guides. So I was like, with the mentorship, really helping you understand who you are and kind of why you're here and, your destiny and connecting and releasing your programming. But then if I include that, adding a new modality of the Akashic Records, and Akashic Records have changed my life. They have, this podcast was started with from a message through the records that my voice is my gift and I need to use it. And I feel so blessed with the records and I love sharing it. I love guiding people to connect with the records. So, if there's something that appeals, then you can book a free discovery call or you can book a free consultation. So, we can just talk about it and we can talk about how I can support. But getting back to the topic of resetting and renewal. And what I'd recommend the first thing to do is have an honest conversation with yourself. Sure, do what I asked in terms of resetting and allowing the old version of you to let go of the old version of you. But follow that by an honest conversation. How do you really feel about this new version of you? How do you really feel about you? And that could be in the form of having a conversation in the mirror. That could be in the form of journaling and really kind of having an honest conversation with you. And if you're going to journal, I'd always recommend journaling in the third person. So journal as if you are writing a letter to yourself. Talk about how and if I was doing it to me, Nims, I'm so proud of how much you've grown that you keep showing up and everything you've done. Sure, recognize you've still got work to do, but I really want to congratulate you for showing up and doing what you've done. And it's that when you do it in the third person, it kind of makes it easier because it's hard when you want to congratulate yourself and you want to have an honest conversation with yourself. So start with an honest conversation with yourself, and maybe you also want to have a conversation with your soul or with God, and be honest. And just if you're annoyed, be annoyed. If you want to challenge your soul and say, well, hold on, why did we pick such a challenging life? Then do that. It's really powerful to have an honest conversation like that and just say, look, I really want to understand. Or be angry for us. It's like, why do we pick this? I've been in so much pain. And it's just a way of releasing it. Or have a conversation with God's source and it's just a great way of just releasing. And then I'd recommend Really, just like I'm doing, looking at your self-care routine, looking at things, what are you doing to lift your soul? In a good self-care routine, I would always recommend meditation, some form of journaling, time in nature, some sort of physical activity, but maybe add something that you find really fun. If not everybody loves physical activity in terms of going for walks or gym. But looking after the vessel that our soul's in is important. So, but also maybe include doing, one thing you haven't done before, at least once a month or once every 2 weeks, whatever that looks like. Ringing a friend that you haven't spoke to, doing something that lifts your soul. And when I start working with people, I'll always recommend three things. And you may have heard me talk about this before, and I've been recommending it for years. The first thing I always recommend is 10-minute silence. And 10-minute silence every day for at least 21 days. And everyone always says, "Oh, I can't meditate. I can't sit in silence. My mind's too busy." That's the thing. It's not about. It's not always about quieting the mind. It's about allowing the mind to calm down so you can focus on the moment. And when you do something for 21 days, you create the muscle. You can't go to the gym one time, and all of a sudden, you have a six pack. You've got to work at it. Same thing with meditation. You can't try it once and then decide you can't do it. And the best way to do it is with kindness. So the 10-minute silence is your time. And when you're sitting in silence, if a thought comes in, don't get annoyed, don't get angry. Let the thought come, let it go. Just say, okay, that's interesting. Let it come, let it go. If somebody makes a noise, it's okay. Just think about it as your time. 10 minutes. Everyone has 10 minutes. And if you do it for 21 days, you'll start to feel different inside. And second thing I would recommend is mirror work. And mirror work, what mirror work does is, we spend a lot of time loving our physical body or looking after our physical body or thinking about, what we need to do with our physical body. But how much time do we spend on loving ourselves from the inside? And what mirror work does is allows you through your eyes, when you look in the mirror, you connect with through one eye, you literally connect to the essence of your soul as you look into your eye. And with that connection, you say whatever is in your heart. I always recommend saying, starting with, "I thank you, I appreciate you, and I love you." Or even just, "I love you." And with both of these things, once you start doing it, things are going to come up. And the best way of releasing the things that come up is journaling. And journaling is a great way of just brain dumping everything. And it's like, because everything that's happening to us, unless we release it, even if we push it down, it's like a volcano and it eventually has to erupt. When we journal about it, it's a way of releasing it. And you can always voice note journal if writing journal is not going to work. I mean, I would always recommend writing journaling. But do what's right for you. And you can also use journaling for much more than brain dumping, right? You can use it for affirmations. You can use it for manifesting. And when you manifest, be clear on what you're manifesting and manifest in the moment as if you've already got it. And always, always include gratitude and include gratitude with intention. And what I mean by gratitude with intention is be intentional with it. It's easy to say, "I'm grateful for having a roof over my head," or "I've got kids," or whatever. Well, obviously, be grateful for those things. But when you pick a moment, when you're intentional and say, "My God, I had this great conversation with so and so, and I really enjoyed it," and you write that down, what you're doing is you're creating a magic moment. And when you create that magic moment, it stays with you. But what you're also doing is then you're asking the universe for more of these magic moments. So those are the three things I'd recommend. As you think about your self-care routine, obviously add something that's fun. The other thing, while I think about it, is also remember that everybody's going through a lot. So when you're dealing with others, do it with kindness. And a great way to do that, a great technique I like is called practicing the pause. And if I go a bit deeper on that, practicing the pause is so as in human nature, we kind of built to react. I.e., if we're attacked, either we retreat or we attack back. And that's like a reaction. And when you do things like meditation, etc., like I said, it calms you down from the inside, and it allows you to actually practice the pause. And what I mean by practicing the pause is, before you react, just slow down and then respond. And the difference between react and respond, react is very defensive and is very kind of primal. And you, but when you respond, you're choosing how you're going to respond. And that gives you the ability to respond with kindness. And, if I move on and just continue to talk about the topic, it's really interesting because a lot of the conversation I've been having with my clients and just with lots of people is everyone seems to be much more triggered now than we have been recently. And also, so when you're practicing the pause, and if you're triggered in any kind of way or anything that's happened to you, remember that a trigger is not about the other person. So if there's somebody in your life that's annoying you, or just kind of continues to wind you up, get on your last nerve, whatever you want to call it, know that in some way that trigger is an opportunity for you to heal something inside. It's actually never about the other person, because you're giving your power away when you're triggered. Your answer is actually in you and understanding, okay, when was the first time I felt like this? Why am I triggered? And actually, if you see the trigger as a way of expanding, maybe you'll start to respond differently. And just, if you think about practicing the pause, just have the word "I choose to respond" in your mind. And maybe that just starts to change the energy around you. And like I said at the beginning, if you are feeling the energy right now, and if you are feeling like this upgrade or whatever's happening, this roller coaster of a journey has been going on for a while, when's it going to end? Know that your answers are in you. So if people around you, or if you continue to kind of feel this roller coaster, then maybe it's time for you to sit with you and really understand the things that happen inside you. And that's really the next stage, is just sit with yourself and say, okay, what am I holding on to? Maybe do some inner child work. An inner child has such an impact on what we are like in the world, right? How we react, how we, and you can start with a simple exercise of just imagining an age, maybe I recommend quite young, maybe 3 years old, and imagine your 3-year-old in front of you and have a conversation with your 3-year-old. Ask what was happening in your 3-year-old's world. Sometimes all a 3-year-old needs is some love. So maybe you let your 3-year-old know that you love your 3-year-old. Maybe you give your 3-year-old a hug. I mean, the inner child work, depending on what you're going through, obviously could be much deeper, and there's a lot more that maybe you need to unpack. But if you start with love, maybe that opens things up. And again, just do everything with kindness. There is so much going on, and spending time with you and being comfortable spending time with you is so important. And really checking with yourself and say, well, hold on, where am I looking for my answers? Am I looking inside, or am I looking outside? Am I looking for somebody else to give me the love I seek? Are we looking for somebody else to complete me? Then it's time to change that, because everything external is complementary. Everything you need is inside you. So what if you're perfect as you are? And what if you don't need somebody externally to provide you the love that you need? What if any external love is complementary? And what if you spend time with yourself and truly just get comfortable spending time with you? Because if you struggle to spend time on your own, that usually means there's something happening inside you that you're maybe not ready for it to come out, and therefore you need to be around other people. And I'm not telling you to isolate yourself and not be around anybody else. What I'm telling you is to find balance. And I'm just sharing what's worked for me. You've got to pick the parts that work for you. Because this journey that we're on, We're all meant to do something, right? We all have a destiny. We all have guides. We all have, and no one person is any more important than anyone else. And the healing journey we're on is expansive, is here to teach us something. So the more that you can be kind to yourself and truly embrace this journey and really kind of change your question. So whatever's happening to you, change your question to, hold on, how is this serving me? Instead of things like, why is this always happened to me? And I knew this was going to happen. Change your question and become a student. Say, okay, when was the first time I experienced this? And what did this teach me? What lesson do I need to integrate that's going to help me to move on? And if you're looking to work with somebody, I always recommend it, right? But check your intention, because if you're looking for somebody to fix you, then that's wrong, because you don't need fixing. If you're looking for somebody to guide you and find your answers in you, then that's a great intention. Because what a good mentor can do is accelerate your journey. But ultimately, nobody can tell you what your answers are, because you've got to decide what your answers are. People can guide you and give you suggestions and give you insights and use their intuitive ability, of course, but you need to take responsibility. And ultimately, celebrate. One of the things I want to do, and if you're not driving, I just wanted to do a quick process to connect you with your guides. So if you're in a position to, please just sit down, lie down. And if you can't do that right now, then come back to this podcast. Listen to this end part. But yeah, just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and a breath out. Take another really deep breath in and a breath out. And from here, I want you to visualize and imagine a beautiful white light, so full of love, so bright. And just imagine that light coming through your crown, which is the top of your head. And just totally filling every part of your body, all the way from your head to your toes, including from your crown to your third eye, which is your forehead, to your throat, to your heart, to your stomach, to your legs, your feet, your arms, your hands, your fingers, every part of you, extending outside of your body and cleansing your aura. Just take a moment and feel the love you have for you inside you. Feel the power of your soul. Feel the power of your guides. Feel the love from Gaia, from Mother Earth. Feel the love from God, from Source. And from here, I ask you just to be present in your energy. And I call on your guides to magnify their energy they're sending you. Magnify the love they're sending you. Magnify their energy even further. I ask you to be open to feel their energy, to feel their love. I ask you to open your heart like you've never done before and truly feel them around you. What do you feel around you at this time? Maybe you feel a tingle. Maybe you feel hot or cold, or maybe you just feel different. Or maybe you truly feel the energy of your guides. Maybe you feel the love they're sending you. Feel that connection, feel that energy. Remember this energy. Because all of us have guides. Remember this energy. I ask all your guides to energetically take a step back. Take a step back further. Now I ask just one of your guides to step forward. To step forward even further, really close to you energetically. I ask this guide to magnify their energy. To magnify their energy even further. I ask you to really be open to feeling that energy around you. What do you feel? Where do you feel it? Get used to feeling this energy because it's the energy every one of your guides. Maybe your guide will give you a name, maybe your guide will give you a message, or maybe for now you're just meant to feel the energy of this guide. Remember this energy because then you'll know when this guide's around you. I again ask all your guides to step forward again. I want you to feel how loved you are. Know that you chose to be here. Know that this is your time and you're very much loved. And so whenever you're ready, just come back, pat your arms and your legs and open your eyes. So that was a very simple process to connect you with your guides. I invited one of your guides in at the end just because I wanted you to meet and feel the energy of one of your guides. You could do that yourself. You could ask one of your guides to step forward and just be open to it. I would highly recommend closing your eyes multiple times a day and just feeling the energy around you. Feel the energy and the power of your guides around you. You know that you all have guides and you receive messages differently. And, you know, a lot of the time the messages will come as feelings. And the more you can trust those feelings, the more that your guides will communicate and the messages may become from a different place. So be open to receiving that magic. So as I close this episode out, thank you for listening. I have, honestly, I was a little bit, I won't say nervous, but I was a little bit unsure about doing an episode on my own. I'm used to having somebody else here, normally Stacey, but even when Stacey's not around, a guest, and it is nice to bounce ideas off somebody, but I have enjoyed sharing whatever knowledge I have. Let me know what you think. I'd love to get some feedback. I do have some big plans for this podcast. I do want to invite more guests. So yeah, if you want to be a guest or you recommend somebody that you think would be great for this podcast, I'd love to hear from you. A reminder that the promo that I've going for April is you can book a free a consultation to really kind of talk about where you are for 30 minutes and also where how it can help and any services that may be of interest. I also offer on this podcast, which is a little bit unplanned, but also I really feel the mentorship program that I have is changing lives, is really helping people to understand who they are, their programming. And I thought it'd be a great idea to include Akashic training. So it's a great time to sign up for the mentorship program. You can book a free discovery call. I'll take you through it. I'll also talk about the Akashic training. And as I close out, I just, you know, my message to you is to be kind. Be kind to yourself. You know, as we close out, you know, we always end it with some journal prompts. So I want you to journal about your journey. Journal about what you've experienced and how you've expanded and how you've grown. Maybe just pick the last 3 months or 6 months and really go deep. And I'm only going to have one journal prompt, but I'm also going to recommend an affirmation. And the one that comes to mind is, I am who I am, I am where I am. I am who I am where I am. That affirmation allows you to truly accept who you are in this moment. So again, we'd love feedback on this episode. We'd love for you to share it, provide feedback, like and review. Thank you. Sending everyone so much love and light. Embrace this moment. Embrace the magic of who you are. Thank you. Bye for now.